From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Oh, my goodness. It's spring. The sap is running in your veins, no doubt. We got a great show for you today. Simon Pegg, brilliantly funny British comedian and movie star, will be coming on later. But first, as we start the show, it is time to say farewell to Representative Anthony Weiner. He resigned on Thursday. No. We had our share of fun with his Twitter pic scandal and his name. Maybe more than our share, to be truthful about it. And now he's resigned. It is time to let the man be. In the meantime, we're just going to send good wishes to his replacement, Interim Representative Richard Schlong. He's, by the way, he's not a very formal guy. You can call him Rich, if you like. Let's get on with our show. The number to call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Bob Kleinman from Pittsburgh.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Pittsburgh?
Well, it's fine, thank you.
When I say beautiful Pittsburgh, I mean beautiful Pittsburgh. Beautiful. Nobody told me how gorgeous that city is. It's like you're keeping it a secret.
It's great. You come out of the tunnel, and there it is. It springs upon you.
Oh, really? It's like Oz with a bad baseball team. It's
exactly.
Amazing how beautiful.
Like level 500.
Hey, I know. I speak too soon. You're right. Well, welcome to the show, Bob. Let me introduce you to our panel first. Say hello to a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning. Ms. Faith Sagley is here.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Faith.
Next is the man behind the world-famous podcast, Too Beautiful to Live. Mr. Luke Burbank is here.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Luke.
And finally, it's a television personality and a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning. Mr. Mo Rocca is here.
Hi, Mo.
Monongahela, Bob.
Bob, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will read you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that. You win the prize. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here's your first quote.
Mr. President, you can have all the strokes you want. It'll just cost you $1 trillion per stroke.
That was Speaker of the House John Boehner. He was talking about the scoring system they will use at what significant event this weekend?
I guess they're getting together to play golf.
They are. The Golf Summit, they're calling it. That's right. Very good. After months, if not years, of bitter arguments, the President and Vice President Joe Biden are going to tee off with Speaker John Boehner and Ohio Governor John Kasich. If golf is a good walk spoiled, this is a good walk spoiled three more times. The Golf Summit will be sort of like the Beer Summit President Obama held a few years ago, that difference being Professor Henry Louis Gates was unjustly arrested for the color of his skin, while John Boehner actually deserves to be arrested for the color of his skin.
Don't forget the content of his character.
Absolutely. We predict things will go okay with this. The president and the two Republicans will bond a bit. They'll learn to know each other as people. While Vice President Biden goes off to play with a bucket and a shovel in the sand trap.
I hope they dress appropriately. I feel like...
Define appropriately. It's golf.
Madras. I think Madras is a great equalizer if you're all wearing
those. Those are those fabulous broad plaid shorts.
That's nice. It's very Warren Harding.
I like that. Nice. Reaching across the aisle through embarrassment. I could have a real potential.
What do they hope to accomplish? Honestly, are these four millionaires in funny shorts playing golf on a private course going to solve our economic crisis? Sure they are. They're going to do it. And then they're going to go fix Medicare over a polo game and negotiate the end of the Afghan war at a wine tasting in Napa. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
Coke or Pepsi? Leno or Conan? Spicy or mild?
Those were some of the trenchant questions asked by CNN's John King at what event on Monday night?
That would be the Republican debate in New Hampshire.
Exactly right.
The one that Johnson did.
So the guys at the National Hockey League were desperate for ratings, and they came up with a brilliant solution. Pay the GOP to have a debate the same night as one of their big games. And Americans were like, oh, look, it's Ron Paul ranting about the Federal Reserve. I'd rather look at padded men hitting each other with sticks. The pundits declared Mitt Romney as the winner of the debate, presumably because he didn't actually shout the words, I'll say whatever you want me to, out loud.
Tim Pawlenty was seen as the loser. I don't know if you followed this, because just the day before he had coined the term Obamacare, you know, to link Romney and the president. Yeah. But when practically begged to do so, Pawlenty wouldn't say it to Romney's face. He blew it. He did something we didn't think Pawlenty could do. He fell even further in the polls. He's now in negative digits, which means that a majority of Americans do not believe he exists.
And then there was that speed round, right? With the
yeah, that was what the Carl was quoting. What John King called it was this or that.
Going in and out of commercials.
Yes, he said he'd pose one question, like, for example, a mild or spicy to Governor Romney in regard to his preference for, I hope, chicken wings. And Romney said, spicy.
CNN, network or nitwits?
I loved the sort of fecundity face-off, because each of the candidates had to introduce him or herself by saying a little bit about their background.
Yes.
And it started off with Santorum, I have 7 kids, and then it went to Bachman, who's got 5 kids and 23 foster kids.
Exactly.
And then it went to Gingrich, who was like, I don't know, I have 6 or 7 wives and 15 foster wives.
That Bachman thing was surprising to me, because one of the stories that came out after the debate was that Michelle Bachman really kind of seized the spotlight by announcing during the presidential debate that she was actually running for president. I thought, how weird would it have been if she said she wasn't running for president?
Bachman, it's very weird. I'm imagining Michelle Bachman going down the aisle at her wedding and then turning around and saying, guys, I'm getting married.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
Like, yeah, we get it. I mean, that's why you're...
All right, this is your last quote. It's from someone trying to look on the bright side of a Broadway musical that finally officially opened this week.
If you're worried that somebody might fall on top of you from a great height, the odds are that you won't nod off.
That was reviewer Ben Brantley of the New York Times. Apparently, actors are no longer falling from the ceiling at what Broadway musical?
That would be Spider-Man.
That would be Spider-Man, although the full title... The full title is Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, whatever the hell that means. Not since Newt Gingrich's presidential campaign have we seen such an unmitigated disaster that refused to die. For 4 months, the show, directed by official MacArthur genius Julie Taymor, with music by genius in his own mind Bono, was the greatest slow-motion disaster in Broadway history, as audiences paid to see 2 hours of incoherent noise livened up only by actors falling from the rigging like spring rain.
I saw it. I actually saw it. I saw 1.0.
You saw 1.0?
Yeah,
and what did you think?
One. I have nothing funny to say about it, except it was just... I felt bloodthirsty. I mean, everybody there, we were rubberneckers.
Well, what we discovered is that the Broadway theatergoers are actually the same kind of people as NASCAR fans. You're only there for the crashes.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was. That's right. It's the NASCAR of musicals. You're right.
Well, what happened was, since you saw it in its 4 months of previews, they brought in a new team. They rewrote the whole thing. They screwed sturdier hooks into the ceiling so the guys wouldn't fall, and it finally opened officially this week, and now it's apparently just another boring mega musical. And so they're worried, you know, with these bad reviews, what's going
to
happen?
Because it needs to make $1 million a week to break even.
Exactly. And so how are they going to do that now that they got these bad reviews? And there's really only one answer. Make it dangerous again. Add a new villain, the sinister banana peel. Loosen one set of wires per night. Don't say whose they are. Carl, how did Bob do in our quiz?
Bob had 3 correct answers, Peter, so Bob, I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Well done, Bob. Thank you so much.